Venus, the goddess of love, plucks another grape and kisses it in her voluptuous mouth. As the skin breaks, the sweet juices flood her senses with her most familiar emotion, desire. She scans the decadent courtyard for the god or goddess who will satisfy her fantasies tonight. At the center stands the guest of honor, the goddess of the moon. Radiant as always, her silky hair illuminated by her home, which glows full and bright in the night sky. It is the Lunar New Year festival after all. Venus would love to taste her pale skin tonight. But the assertive host of tonight's celebration, the god of the sun, has already clearly won her affections. Venus allows her eyes to move on. There is the macho god of war, Mars, who flexes his muscles as he catches her eye. He's always fun, but he's a regular guest in her bed, and tonight she's in the mood for something different. There is the daydreamy Neptune, with his head in the clouds, the eccentric Uranus, and the much too serious Saturn. Venus is a little bored of her options, but then... beyond the lights and activity of the party, she catches a glimpse of a shadowy figure. The distant and mysterious god of death, Pluto.
Pluto has no idea why he decided to join the celebrations this year. The small talk, the flattery, the inflated egos. All of it irks him to the bone. He should have stayed in his icy home, where he could be alone with his thoughts. But before Pluto can summon his steed, a warm glow floats across the darkness that separates him from the rest of the guests. As it draws nearer, the unmistakable beauty of Venus materializes before him. As her big, bright eyes meet his own, he can't help but feel a little less gloomy.
A shiver runs through Venus as Pluto kisses her hand with his icy lips.
Pluto's heart beats to life as the divine goddess entwines her arm in his. He can feel her soft curves sway against his side as they stroll through the gardens.
The roses are exquisite. Their scent fills the air.
As the sensual Venus bends to smell the roses, her silky gown falls open, revealing her tantalizing cleavage. Pluto averts his gaze.
Venus parts her gown to reveal her curvaceous breasts.
Pluto's heart races and his cheeks flush, but he accepts her invitation and allows his eyes to drink in her exquisite form.
Something about the intensity and depths of his gaze make Venus blush, a feeling she hasn't experienced in centuries. Her breasts rise and fall with her excited breaths.
The goddess hands him a deep red rose. He breathes in its opulent scent without taking his eyes from her alluring gaze. A thorn pierces his finger, and a spot of blood appears. Pluto hasn't bled in centuries. The shock of it sends a jolt of shame and anger through his heart. But the goddess embraces him with her singular tenderness and grace.
She cradles his injured hand against her bosom, but his eyes have suddenly regained their cold and distant gaze.
Pluto knows this witch's tricks. They are frivolous and petty.
Venus knows how Pluto can be. He thinks he's the only god who feels deeply and contemplates loss.
Pluto is lost for words. He never expected such a thoughtful answer from a woman of such superficial beauty. He's even more disarmed when the goddess raises his injured finger to her perfect lips and kisses away the blood. His desire blossoms as his finger sinks into her warm, wet mouth.
A rush of desire courses through her veins as she watches Pluto's coldness melt into passion. He slips her gown from her shoulders and caresses her nakedness with the rose. Its soft petals send shivers down her spine as her silky skin erupts into goose flesh. He kisses her neck deeply. His tongue feels like ice against her hot skin.
She tastes of rich honey. He devours her neck, her slender shoulder, her delicate collarbone, and then he pauses to truly savor her succulent breasts illuminated in the moonlight. Her skin is as soft as silk, her nipples as ripe as berries.
Venus is used to being worshipped for her beauty, but the adoration of such a reserved and elusive man makes her feel even more powerful. All her senses are heightened as he cups her breasts and takes her yearning nipples into his icy mouth.
The goddess writhes in his embrace. Her sweet areolas swell in his mouth as pure milk and honey flow from her succulent nipples. He drinks her nectar in utter bliss.
Venus rips off Pluto's shirt. His dark, velveteen skin hugs his lean muscles. She caresses his skin before guiding his hand down to her plump pussy. It gushes with her juices as his fingers slip between her labia and find her clitoris.
Her wet clit slips in his firm grip as the goddess lays him down on the lush grass. She straddles him and undoes his trousers.
His cock rises like a dark horse. Venus's mouth waters for it.
Her tongue is as hot as wax. Her radiant eyes watch him as she licks the head of his pounding penis. His head swims with aching pleasure.
To her utter delight, her lover raises her up, turns her around and positions her dripping pussy above his mouth. They form the perfect yin and yang. A sweet 69.
Venus's delectable cunt shines wetly before him. He must taste her. He kisses her deeply as she slides his cock into her divine mouth.
Her pussy vibrates with life in the icy depths of his mouth. He flicks her clit with his tongue, sucks it firmly into his mouth, and plunges his tongue down her canal.
Pluto's cock pulsates as the goddess rides his face. She thrusts his shaft in and out of her heavenly mouth, writhing her tongue around his head, sucking hard and wrapping her lips around the very base of his throbbing manhood.
Venus needs his cock inside her, and she needs it now. After one last lick, she repositions herself to face him. She takes great pleasure in watching her lover's face as she sinks him deep inside her.
Pluto can't believe that Venus has chosen him tonight. Her golden hair cascades around her shoulders as she straddles him between her ample thighs. She sways above him, taking her time to build the anticipation. Dancing in the moonlight, she touches herself for him. Her full breasts, her shapely curves, her drenched pussy. All he can do is bask in her beauty.
Venus teases him a little longer, rubbing his throbbing head against her slippery clit. He grabs her slender waist firmly and pulls her down on his eager cock.
Her pussy embraces his shaft tightly as he slides deep inside. She winds her hips until the head of his cock penetrates her cervix.
Still holding her waist, Pluto uses his surprising strength to lift her up and down. Her pussy gushes.
Pluto is transported to heavenly realms as the goddess of love and sex bounces herself faster and harder on his throbbing cock. He pinches her perky areolas and pulls at them firmly as she rides him.
A rush of pleasure fills Venus from the base of her stomach to the tips of her hair. She bends and dips a nipple into his salivating mouth.
He catches her sweet nipple between his teeth and sucks hard to keep it there as she rides him. Milk and honey flow delectably down his throat. He devours her nipples as her pussy devours his cock.
They make love until the moon sets and the sun begins to rise.
The goddess of love and the god of death. Desire and decay. Birth and rebirth. Heaven and hell.
And from that night onward, Pluto became Venus's favorite lover.
Thank you.